The poet Dylan Thomas once wrote, "A villanelle with the repetitive lines, 'Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.'" And when he said those words, rage, rage, don't think he was talking about anger. I think he was talking about a feeling of resistance and of not accepting the pessimism and depression of grave men and those who would scorn the follies of life as a way of life. For those involved in the artistic endeavors, there is something silly about the creative process. And as the poem suggests, that silliness might be more important than we think. This is Jeff Carmack reporting for KVSC Radio on our arts and cultural heritage. There's an event that has been going on in St. Cloud for the last few years, which certainly embodies both arts and our cultural heritage. And this would be the Downtown St. Cloud Art Crawl. Not only is this quarterly event given artists a chance to display their wares to potential customers, but it's also given the people of St. Cloud and the surrounding area a chance to come into downtown on a Friday night and engage in a social activity that they would probably not have otherwise. But there's even more to it than that. There is an economic precedent, and it's not just the Downtown St. Cloud Art Crawl. This economic impact can be felt as an effect of all artistic events. And in today's news feature, we're going to explore some of that. We'll talk to some business owners on how the arts affects their business. And of course, we'll talk to some of the participants of the Art Crawl, both artists and patrons, as well as some folks who have developed their own unique and unofficial presence on the periphery of the Art Crawl. We'll start off by talking with Cindy Hawker from United Arts of Central Minnesota about some of her observations about the Art Crawl, as well as what the arts mean to our community.
I'm Cindy Hawker, the Executive Director of United Arts of Central Minnesota. It's a nonprofit organization that operates similar to a United Way. I fundraise for several arts organizations in St. Cloud and the surrounding areas. United Arts had its office in the loft, one of the stops on the Art Crawl, and we saw a growth in people coming downtown from when it first started. 5 years ago, 50 people to over 700 people coming downtown during that night.
Nice.
And so the restaurants and the bars in town certainly benefit from that increased activity.
Yeah, it's a little stimulus to downtown St. Cloud on a Friday night that normally wouldn't
exactly
be happening.
Exactly, and it's all focused around visual artists, music, and of course food and beverages and wine. That's all part of that experience too. And, so I think arts is also a great way to bring people together in a community so they feel more like a community.
Yeah, that social aspect.
The social aspect is very valuable. And sometimes it breaks down cultural barriers as well. Arts can do that in a way that just policy and neighborhood divisions can't. When there are 500 families at a theater event in the park, from every neighborhood they gather together.
Yeah, they're there for that. They're sharing that common experience and whatever other things that they have that are not common with each other or are different. They do have that one thing that they're there enjoying.
Yeah, so we like that creative capital. We think government funding is an investment in creative capital to build social capital, a community, to have a sense of place. I think it's government funding certainly helps other businesses and corporations with a small investment to come to the area. I think a small investment in the arts is equally a good investment.
Yeah, there's a good, what's the term I'm looking for? Not payback, but kind of...
ROI. It's a return on an investment.
That was Cindy Hawker from United Arts Central Minnesota. We'll be coming back to her a little bit later in the feature, but now we're going to talk to a couple of businessmen in downtown St. Cloud about the impact of the arts on their particular business. And we'll start off at the Green Mill Restaurant.
Well, my name is Charlie Spanier. I'm the general manager at the Green Mill Restaurant in downtown St. Cloud. I've been at this location for just about 18 years. Prior to this, I also had a restaurant in downtown for 8 years. So if you do the math, I've been down here a long time. I've watched a lot of changes in the downtown environment over the years. Enjoy the hospitality business, and I guess I'm here to start talking a little bit about the impact of arts on my business. I think kind of depending on the type of art that we're talking about, the moods that it sets, and the type of environment that's set with the different venues that we have in downtown St. Cloud. Some events are very good for our business. They bring in dinner business. They bring in cocktail business. In today's economy, I think people are realizing that it's expensive to entertain yourself 5 days a week, and like the good old days 4 or 5 years ago. So we see change that weekends are still very strong for us. I don't think people want to give that up quite yet. We see a lot of downside on our lunch business, and we see downside on weekday nights if there's no event going on. And it used to be we were more steady, but today's environment, we rely more on activity and a reason to come downtown. And so arts are very important to us. It's we can feel it when they're in town. We can see them. We can pick them out. And on a Thursday night when the Fabulous Armadillos are playing at the Pioneer Place, we see some people from it. And when they're not there, we're down about 3 or 4 servers by 7 o'clock at night, you know, which is bad.
Well, I would say that if we're seeing volume from a show downtown, it can be the difference of 100% more employees on, and maybe not that much in sales because it's short-lived generally. It's a fast rush. But it is income for our employees and it's income for the restaurant. You know, it's not like I said, a Friday or Saturday night where you have sustained volume. But it's a shot in the arm, and it's good for the economy, good for our business, and good for our employees.
Well, how about like on days where they've got the art crawl? How does that maybe affect your business?
I think part of our problem here at our location is that art crawl people like to go door to door, and we're kind of at the end of the line, especially with some of the road remodeling that's gone on over the last few years on this side of downtown. We're kind of on a cul-de-sac now, if you will. So we do feel it. Kind of depends on the weather. Kind of depends on how big the, you know, the last few have been very successful. So we feel a little bit of it, but it's not like a show. I'm going to use the Pioneer Place a lot because they probably influence. And not to take away from the Paramount, if they have a big event, we'll see them as well. But Pioneer, they can park somewhere down here and they can walk. Art crawl, it's a walking thing. And if the weather's okay, we can see it. But like I said, we're on the end of the line. But it's great for downtown. I know it is. I know it's great for downtown. No, I guess, you know, from my standpoint, as long as I'm in control down here, I'll do what I can do to support the arts in downtown. I'll do what I can do to influence my colleagues in the hospitality industry to support it. If they don't understand that, then I don't think they have a grasp on rounding out their businesses. You can't survive on Friday and Saturday night in this industry. You need things going every night of the week, like the good old days, and this is one way to keep it going. You know, we got people have to have something to do. Arts will supply that.
Right on.
And it's a good thing to do.
And that was Charlie Spanier, general manager of the Green Mill in downtown St. Cloud. Next, we're going to wander up the street to the Pioneer Place and the Veranda Lounge, where during the last art crawl, I was able to get a rare interview with Mark Barth about how the art crawl affected their business that evening.
So how's the art crawl treating you?
I tell you, we might at the Veranda Lounge had one of the best ones we had. Pam Tootsie McIntosh was our featured artist, and she brought a lot of color and a lot of beautiful paintings into the place. And I tell you, the turnout tonight was something really special. We had a lot of people coming through.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing everywhere. There's just a lot of people out. It's nice.
It is really nice. The weather kind of cooperated, and people were stopping in and going to the other locations, and then coming back. We saw them a couple times a night, and I think everybody's just having a great time and enjoying that little touch of spring and all the great art that's around.
It's kind of like the ice breaking up on the river. That's about what it feels like.
You know, the sun was out today, and it was like maybe this is the beginning of spring for us, you know, and what better way to celebrate it than with an art crawl in downtown St. Cloud. You know, I think it got people feeling good, a lot of smiles on their face, people moving around, and, you know, art does that. It just makes you feel good, and we had a real colorful artist in our place tonight. She's got a great personality. She was here greeting people, talking about our art, so, and it's on the wall now till the next art crawl, so if you didn't get a chance, get down to the veranda, come on down and check out her art.
Yeah, Tootsie. Oh, yeah. I was going to try to talk to her earlier, but there's no way. She was, this place was packed from when I walked in, and she was chatting with everyone that wanted to chat.
I don't want to say it wrong, and a little plug for her, but I think it's colorfulgirls.com.
Yep.
She's got a website. She's got some beautiful t-shirts. She's taken some of her paintings and had them printed on t-shirts. She's got little tote bags with her style of stuff on them, and so she's really clever, and her stuff would brighten up any house.
Yeah, it's similar to Blue Dog, if folks know what that is.
Yeah.
You know, similar to that, but different.
And, you know, in a building like ours, to have that kind of color on the wall, because we've got the 15-foot ceilings, and we can take that beautiful color all the way up to our ceilings, and it just makes our walls look gorgeous.
Nice.
You're in tune to 88.1 FM KVSC and a news feature where we're discussing the economics of art. It's not just money, it's about good feelings. And, well, like Mark from the Pioneer Place said, it's art and it makes you feel good. So why not hear from some people that are feeling good about the art that they've created and run into?
Gosh, they're beautiful.
Wow, they smell nice.
Well, how is the art crawl going this time around?
This time around, it's going really well. It's been busy since about 10 to 5, and it's been, I'd say, consistent all evening. Heavily consistent, right?
Yes, I would agree.
Yeah.
And, well, can you tell me who you are and what you've got going on with your art?
My name's Ed Krafnick. I'm watching a table for my wife, Solveig Anderson, who's doing fabric, purses, wine.
Holder beverages.
Holder.
Yeah. Nice assortment of bags and kind of pouches and whatnot.
Yes,
so.
And they're all recycled from fabric samples that would otherwise wind up in somebody's dumpster. And Solveig has taken them and recut them and sewn them. And we've got a variety. She has a variety of bright, colorful, very attractive wallets and purses and wine carriers.
Nice.
And Shannon's the one who did some of the pottery. And then we've got some other people doing some stuff. We have Waylon Bamboom is doing pottery, Shannon Kostanek, and then Michael Hager is doing the large oil prints.
Nice. And these are all local artists,
I take it? They're all local artists, and they actually happen to be patrons of ours, and we try to keep them as local as possible. And this has been fantastic, because they are literally St. Cloud residents. Most of them are St. Cloud residents, but they're actually local and or clients, which makes it even nicer.
Nice.
So we've got a lot of creative people that come here at Studio 505, so that's nice.
Yeah, a little community building upon itself.
I'm Shannon Kostanek, and I've got a bunch of ceramic pieces that I made in a bunch of classes that I took in college.
So where else is your art out and about, aside from just here?
Pretty much just my house now, and other people, like friends, family, that I've given my art away to, or that they bought in beforehand, too.
This is a nice chance to get out there. People can see it.
Yeah, definitely. I love it.
I'm John Grether. I work at St. Cloud State in the Intensive English Center. and sent out an announcement that our American culture class this week was going to do the art crawl. And I put the webpage out there and told them a little bit, put them an article in the Times up on the, you know, sent them an email with the Times article, and we got about 6 students and 3 TAs showed up, so that's pretty good, especially for the art crawl. If all 60 students or 100 students showed up, all the cheese would be gone.
I know, I don't think they got enough cookies for that many, but I don't know, maybe they got some hidden in the back. I bet they do. They always have plenty of material for the art crawl.
Yeah.
Well, so this is the teen night room that we're in. What were you explaining to your students about that?
That this Paramount Arts area has classes for students. They usually get costs for the materials or whatever. People can come down and take classes. And I said, hey, you could even come down and take a class when you're not doing your homework. maybe on the break, you know, something like that.
So have you brought other classes down here before? Or is this kind of a first time?
No, we do the art crawl. There's an art crawl quarterly in St. Cloud, so we come down, you know, whenever we get a chance. Usually about between 5 and 10 students show up, so it's pretty much about all the art crawl can handle from us.
Well, art crawl's getting bigger. Who knows?
It is. There's a lot of people. This is the most people I've ever seen at the art crawl, especially right away at 5 o'clock. I mean, both the banks were full and all the way down the street. It's a big deal.
Yeah, Meeting Grounds is full, and I poked my head in there. So
pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Well, thanks.
You bet. See you later.
Yep.
I'm still art crawling. This was my first stop, to be honest. Went to see...
First and only stop? Or?
No. I'm going to crawl around a little bit. But yeah, I went to see my friend who's playing some local music here at the Meeting Grounds. This is always a good first stop. And yeah, collectively bringing community together. I think this is what St. Cloud needs, some connection.
There was quite a lot of that. The critical mass was going on. That worked out. And that was fun. They had a bouncy thing out there. They don't have, you know, it was out there earlier. It's just, you know.
Bouncy, bouncy thing.
You know what I'm talking about?
No?
You know those little inflatable castles that you jump up and down? Kind of, maybe. No, this, yeah, the thing that was down in the corner over there. I don't know.
Just what St. Cloud needs.
I know. More bouncing, for sure.
This town, it gets lonely in the winter. It gets cold. It gets, you know, like St. Cloud is the crossroads. That's what the Native Americans quoted St. Cloud to be, is the crossroads. So it's like you never feel satisfied in this town. You're always just here, or you're passing through, you know, and you just don't feel that, like, like, this is it. Like, this is the end of the earth, and I want to settle here. It's more like passing through. And I think it's good to talk about this kind of stuff with other people, especially artists who like to be creative and make up ways to enjoy life a little bit more with some aesthetic jewelry, you know?
Nice.
Man, this is great.
Thank you for talking with me today.
Lots
of sounds. Yeah. Well, speaking of unusual sounds at the art crawl, there's a group that has been doing something for a while that's, during the art crawl and also not during the art crawl. But, can you tell me who you are and what you guys got going on?
My name's Holly Santiago, and I'm part of the crowd of people who get together and bicycle once a month as Critical Mass.
And for those who don't know what critical mass is, what exactly is that with the bicycles?
Critical mass is basically a group bicycle ride that's loosely organized. It's actually a nationwide event, usually held on the last Friday of every month, but we hold it on the third Friday of every month. And it's a reason to get together and have a presence on the street as a group of bicycles, making yourself visible, and basically celebrating what we love about bicycles too, which is just enjoying good weather and each other's company and lots of smiles and, you know, horn honking and waving and that sort of thing when we're out cruising around.
Yeah, there's definitely some interesting bikes. Yeah, it's radio. You can't really show what the bikes look like. But I don't know. Can you describe some of the more interesting ones? Because there are some interesting ones.
Yeah, it's actually great. We have two. This ride, we had two tandems. One of them was more of a touring or a cross tandem. So it looks more like a mountain bike, but it's made for two people. And then we have the kind of classic-looking Schwinn tandem that's in really great shape. There's also a couple kind of handmade or homemade bikes where people have kind of combined different pieces of interesting bikes and made kind of cruiser style. There's also just some regular mountain bikes, but I would definitely say style is an important part of Critical Mass.
Nice. Very nice. Very nice. So why is one reason that you guys decided to do it on the Art Crawl?
Actually, that was a happy accident. I don't think we had any idea we were colliding with the Art Crawl. But every time we rode downtown, you know, we have one of our bikes with a giant flag on it, and we have horns and bells. There'd be people out walking around, and it was like, oh, yeah, it's Art Crawl night. And then, yeah, like, you know, people would be waving at us, we'd be waving at them. So I think it just kind of works together, basically. And happy accident is all I can say. But
excellent, excellent. Well, right on. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I talked to Holly with the Critical Mass
thing. I heard that went so well.
Yeah.
I heard great things, and the Green Band wants to start talking with them because it's so wonderful.
I know.
Marishka's they just started a new thing with their guy thing back in the back, and that is awesome.
Their guy thing? I'm not sure I know what you're talking
it's
about.
Like the guy room. You know, Marishka's has...
They got guns and porn?
No. You know, she's like... garden clothing, home decor, very eclectic women's clothing, very awesome. I buy a lot of things there. But in the back now, they have a guy room. And the guy is, it's actually Todd, who is her husband, makes flies, fishing flies, fishing lures, flies.
Well,
and now they have men's clothing and the whole, you know, fishing thing. They have like, you know, your wife wants to go in
absolutely
there and spend $59 on a sweater, but the guy is going to go back there and watch the guy make a fly.
Yeah, man.
And gonna buy it. It's awesome. It's truly awesome.
That's great.
That's innovative. Yeah. Yeah, and they were in the Art Crawl this evening.
They were in the Art Crawl.
Yep.
I was amazed.
And the White Horse has St. Cloud State Art.
The ASU members. Yep. And then the ASU gallery down there had the Moose Show, which was fantastic this time.
We just offered it up, and it's just, you know, we haven't really had a show that was like had a like solid theme like that. So we kind of just like, you know, it's kind of Minnesota, like wilderness kind of thing, do that. And, you know, everybody just kind of put their own swing on it, which is kind of nice.
I brought a puzzle.
Moose puzzle.
A moose puzzle.
It was really hard.
There was other pieces that really kind of used the idea of moose and then put it on people's heads. Used underwear, the actual product moose that you put in your hair. Words, text,
a little bit
codes
of chocolate mousse, maybe.
Oh, that
we did have cookies.
Moose turds. Someone made moose turds.
Courtesy of Paige.
So you guys also have stuff up in here at the White Horse. Who is in here? This wasn't moose. I didn't see any moose in here.
No. There's wolves.
This is more, the White Horse is more of a art student union show. We've been doing with the White Horse for years now. And really it's really connected to ASU and the students. So we try to keep our relationship pretty positive and just kind of open it up. If you want to, ASU member, if you want to submit something, and we'll put it up on the wall. If there's plenty of room, if there's room for it, we'll put it up. So it's more laid back.
Oh, yes. Absolutely silly. But could this silliness actually translate into something tangible for our community? Well, according to Cindy Hawker from United Arts of Central Minnesota, it certainly does translate into something very measurable and very important for St. Cloud and the rest of Central Minnesota.
Well, United Arts is involved in an interesting project. We were selected as one of 100 cities in the United States to participate and to develop a local arts index, like a stock market index. So we'd have indicators just to measure the health, vitality, strength, and weaknesses of our arts and culture base and our creative economy, both nonprofit and for-profit arts and creativity. So we're in the middle of that research. It should be completed by June, and it's a complement to the National Arts Index. So we, for the first time, and it will be the most comprehensive research of local arts data in ever put together. So we'll be able to compare ourselves with ourselves year after year and with other cities throughout the United States. So we'll all have more statistics, economic statistics, and other indicators. And I think we finally have found a common language. The economics department at St. Cloud Slate is very interested in that. Economic development department in the city, we're talking a common language. I wasn't real aware of indicators or economic development and the importance, but they're beginning to see that the arts are part of this economy as well. And so we'll have the statistics and the indicators that they will be able to share with or put in their quarterly report and talk about it, and we'll be able to assess ourselves year after year.
Well, I think if you looked in terms of bottom line, the nonprofit arts industry just in St. Cloud area is nearly a $10 million industry and provides 370 jobs. And I think that any city would like to recruit and retain that large of an industry. So actually that those jobs, those organizations spend about $4 million here locally. That's important. They provide city taxes and state taxes. That's important to maintain the quality of life in this area. And they also attract from their audiences another $5 to $6 million of spending.
That's quite a lot, actually.
That is quite a lot. Individually, each arts organization doesn't represent that quantity, but they're important. But together, nonprofit arts, that's a $10 million industry.
Well, you were talking about quality of life there. That's something that you know, folks don't really bring up too much these days with all the different budget problems and everything. What do you think the arts do for our quality of life? Or why are the arts important?
For many reasons, but we're kind of focusing on the economic importance of the arts. And I was told by one of our largest, I think it's St. Cloud's largest employer, Centricare Health System, that the first question as they're recruiting doctors, talented doctors for our area, they ask, what are the cultural amenities in this area? So certainly for retaining qualified employees, employers, and recruiting and attracting people to this area, the arts make a significant impact. That's one way to retain and recruit employees and employers. I think that's an important attribute. And also those employees that are already here, some of them participate in a choral group. They're musicians themselves, so they need venues and places to play and to participate. They take classes at the Visual Arts Center at the Paramount. I think the Paramount itself generates business around it for local restaurants and parking. So the city receives benefits from that parking. So it's kind of a ripple effect. An arts organization can attract people in all different neighborhoods to participate in a really creative and positive way for the community.
Excellent, excellent.
For more information on United Arts of Central Minnesota, you can visit them online at www.unitedartscm.com. For information on the National Arts Index, you can visit them online at www.americansforthearts.org. And you can also link to them both off of our website at kvsc.org. And the next Downtown St. Cloud Art Crawl will be Friday, June 10th from 5 until 9 p.m. And more information, including business locations, as well as artists and links to their websites, can be found online at www.artcrawlstcloud.com. This has been Jeff Carmack reporting for KVSC on arts and cultural heritage. And when it comes to raging against the dying of the light, remember what Dr. Seuss said. Sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. And you'll miss the best things if you keep your eyes shut. This report was made possible by funding through the Minnesota Historical and Cultural Legacy Grant and has been produced by KVSC, a proud member of AMPRS, Diverse Radio for Minnesota's Communities.